Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Facebook's announcement of a new corporate name, Meta, hasn't quieted arguments that the company puts profits over public good. But the name change is showing how serious Facebook is right now about expanding the company beyond being a social media platform. CEO Mark Zuckerberg says he's spending about $10 billion this year on developing a live and immersive experience he's calling the Metaverse, with billions more to be spent in the future. But it may be years before all of that investment brings a return, if ever. So what is Meta doing? Let's talk about it with Bloomberg News senior editor Mike Regan. Hey, Mike.
Hi, Tanya.
So a lot of companies are developing technologies for the Metaverse. Microsoft, Google, Amazon, Apple. This sounds like this might be a race to be the first or the best among the tech companies. What's Zuckerberg's long game?
Well, I think, you know, Tanya, if you look at the history of technology companies, things move really fast and you really need to be ahead of the curve. Because if you're not, you can be sort of the top of your business 1 year and completely irrelevant the next. So in this case, there is a very huge technology advancement that's upon us with the new 5G cell phone technology that has the potential for sort of a lot of new cutting edge applications like this to be developed. And it's clear Facebook kind of wants to be at the forefront of that, at the vanguard of that. And if you look at the history of Facebook, they haven't been shy about sort of disrupting their own business, updating the Facebook application itself, adding video, trying new things. They bought Instagram, that sort of thing. So I think, you know, Zuckerberg and Facebook are really trying to get ahead of where they think the internet and technology is going next.
To your point, the company sells VR headsets under Oculus, as we know, and it has a new device called Portal that we've been seeing all of these commercials about that works for video calls and other things. Tell us more about the future forward technologies that Meta is working specifically on.
So there are a few things called Horizon Home and Horizon Workrooms, and basically think of them as like doing a Zoom call at home or at work. Except you're not staring at a two-dimensional computer or phone screen. You're actually putting on these virtual reality Oculus goggles, and then you're kind of immersed in this virtual reality setting. And Facebook released a video of Zuckerberg sort of showing what it's like. And, you know, you're represented by these sort of cartoon character avatars is the best way I could describe it. And he met up with a bunch of friends and they played cards. And then they kind of just traveled into these other rooms of the metaverse that are something like, you know, you would picture in a sci-fi movie, really just cartoonish and otherworldly. That was just to give an example, I think, of the type of applications that will be available and sort of what the attraction of this will be in terms of recreation. Not so much working, but they do obviously want to have it be used as a co-working type of solution too.
Yeah. You know, Facebook has been trying for a while to recapture the younger users that it's lost to other platforms like TikTok. How is the metaverse a part of that strategy to continue to grow?
Well, I think kids, obviously, they're always sort of very eager early adopters of new technology. And you can see this being especially attractive to them with the sort of cartoon world that they're trying to create in the metaverse. And gaming is obviously a huge potential application for it. They announced yesterday that Grand Theft Auto is actually developing a new game for it. And my guess is we'll start to hear a lot of other games being developed, too.
Yeah. I mean, this is a huge investment, though, in technologies that could take years to develop. It's kind of hard to imagine how we'll use them. You've laid out some of it here, but should we care about this metaverse of the future?
You know, I think we should. I think we're going to be hearing a lot more about it. Facebook has so almost unlimited resources behind it to sort of promote it and advertising it. And who knows, Tanya, maybe one day you and I, cartoon versions of us, will meet up and do an interview in the metaverse. I think it is something that we'll probably all dabble in at some point.
That's Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News. As always, thank you so much.
Thank you, Tanya.
And we should note that Facebook's parent company, Meta, pays NPR to license NPR content.